Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the Gospel from Luke 23. God's peace to all of you. Because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, and all who are baptized into him also share in that heavenly inheritance. Thanks be to God. Someone told me this week, Helen remembers everything that she forgot. And it's true, because she has been granted rest from all of her labors, freedom from sin and death. She remembers all that her dementia covered over. But these past 4 years did not define who she was, and they don't define how we remember her. In the words of Ken, she was beautiful. She was the only daughter in a family of three boys. She was a wife. She was a mother. She was a leader. She was a friend. And she was a servant. This is who she was, and this is how we remember her. She is beautiful because she is still living, no longer with us, but with Christ, her Lord. She is with him in paradise, not because of how beautiful she was in our eyes, but because Jesus remembered her. And the criminal said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Helen wrote in one of her journals after the dementia, I have no recollection of anything. Lord, help me. The Lord answered that prayer. He answered it by remembering what he, the Lord, had done for Helen in her baptism on July 23rd, 1948, in this very congregation. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Helen was united with her Lord by faith, so that his death on the cross was her death, and his resurrection is her resurrection. And the Lord never forgot that promise of grace and mercy that he made to Helen and that was hers through faith. Through baptism, God remembers his mercy. Yet in remembering his mercy, he also forgets something. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. In Jesus Christ, crucified, dead, and buried, God forgot all of Helen's sins, and he forgets all of your sins because they're nailed to the cross. God was faithful to Helen her whole life through, almost 86 years. He is faithful in his promises to you also. In the distractions and the mess that come about from daily life, we sometimes forget the Lord who has purchased and won us with his holy, precious blood. We forget all that he's done for us by becoming our Father and making us his children. And perhaps in forgetting, you feel ashamed, and you feel like all that God can remember is all of your misdeeds, all of your unfaithfulness, all the ways that you have forgotten him. But God is faithful to his promise. He remembers his mercy and what he has done for you. God is faithful, and God has his mercy for all who fear, love, and trust in him. No matter how long they've been away, no matter how long they've lived, his mercy is everlasting because it doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on your memory and your faithfulness, but it depends on his. And from eternity, he loved us so much that he came in the flesh to bear the sins of the world, to bear your sins, to bear Helen's sins, so that he would open up eternity to us and that he would be able to speak these words of absolution, these words of forgetfulness for all of your sins. Because they've been taken away from you by the Lamb of God and nailed to the cross, put on Jesus, who sat there, who hung there, bleeding and dying. And all of your sins were buried with him. And on the third day, God raised Jesus, your Savior, from the dead, so that the life that you now live is not one of fear and fear of death, but one of victory over death, a victory and a peace that come through Jesus Christ, who has conquered sin and death for you and gives that to you free of charge, free of anything in your hands, a gift of God through faith. So therefore, through Christ, we are also privileged to pray, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he surely does. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.